Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Going Viking podcast. Recently, I released two smaller episodes. However, today will be a little different as I have a little special episode. I have the pleasure to speak with Noah from the History of Vikings podcast. Noah took time out of his busy schedule to come onto the podcast today to discuss his new book that he wrote called The Poetic Edda, A Study Guide. Actually, this book was just released today, and you can purchase it right now on Amazon in paperback form or Kindle format. I'm thrilled to have you on today, Noah, and congratulations on this achievement.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's really a delight to be speaking with you.
Thank you. Before we begin, I just wanted to lead with an excerpt from the synopsis of the Poetic Edda Study Guide. Journey to the mythic worlds of the medieval Norse and discover the timeless legends that still live within us. The Poetic Edda comprises a mythology of gods and their human heroes who are driven by honor, lust, and wisdom, always seeking power, and always settling a new dispute. The Edda begins with resourceful creator gods crafting a universe out of a giant's corpse and a powerful Cirrus imparting details about the inevitable chaos of Ragnarok. All right, I must say, I was actually pretty impressed when I first heard you wrote a book. I have been listening to your podcast since it has been launched, and it's been a joy to see you rise in the community. So let's begin with your initial idea of this book. What convinced you to write the Poetic Edda Study Guide?
Well, you know, the Poetic Edda is one of the most key primary sources for Norse mythology, and I have been studying it since the launch of my podcast and even a little bit before that. But when I first decided to pick up a copy of the Poetic Edda and read it, it really was an overwhelming experience for me. I mean, I love to read, but there's so many characters, there's so many plot lines to follow, and there's always information that is, you know, up for question. There's a lot of obscurity. And I think that's just because, you know, the Poetic Edda comprises a collection of poems that were, you know, passed down orally generation after generation. So in certain circumstances, we have, you know, a source might say this certain thing about a Norse myth, and then in another source, it might say this. And by source, I mean poems, poem within the Poetic Edda. But I wanted to write this study guide to really act as a companion for those seeking to read the Edda, something that collects all of the information, summarizes each section of stanzas, and really presents the facts and acts as a no-nonsense, easy-to-understand companion to the Poetic Edda.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. You know, I've recently, you know, dove into Poetic Edda in the past year or two, and it can be quite difficult to get involved with it. So it's nice to get a book to understand the characters and storylines that will bring more people to the subject. How long did it take you to write it? I know as a young writer, were there any obstacles you might have faced?
Well, I had wanted to write this study guide for some time. It was an idea that I had quite a while ago. But actually, no, it didn't take me that long to write at all because once I finally got to writing it, I was extremely dedicated to the project. And I would say it took me probably about 3 months to write the Poetic Edda, a study guide. Of course, I had all my notes from interviews that I had done mentioning the Poetic Edda on my podcast, The History of Vikings, and I had so many great resources at my fingertips. So collecting the information wasn't difficult. It was just about breaking it down and presenting it in a way that would be easy for someone who's never studied Norse mythology to understand. As far as the obstacles that I faced, I mean, you know, I guess these are basically common problems to anyone who's familiar with starting a new project. You know, you kind of have this imposter syndrome and procrastination, you know, but remarkably, I was able to get it all done in 3 months, which it was just such a fun time writing it. I had actually never read the Poetic Edda from cover to cover. I was familiar with most of the poems by themselves, but reading it cover to cover was a really cool experience for me, and really comparing the different translations that we have available, particularly those of Dr. Jackson Crawford and Dr. Caroline Larrington.
Oh, wow. That's quite incredible. Only 3 months. That's great. It must feel pretty good to have your book out into the world right now, though, after all that hard work.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Yeah, I just received a copy the other day of the book, and it's just a magical experience holding something, you know, where you've had the documents in Google Docs on my computer. But actually seeing that in the form of a book is something that's very exciting.
Yeah, I bet. I can only imagine. All right. So let's say, you know, you're an expert in the field of Norse mythology. You know, you have a lot of guests on your podcast that are. So can they also gain a little something to learn in your book, or is this targeted specifically for beginners?
Well, I tried to write this book in a way that assumes the reader has very little prior knowledge about Norse mythology. I frequently would tell myself, or, you know, I would ask myself the question in my head as I was taking the information from the Poetic Edda and breaking it down, you know, if I was to present this information in front of a classroom of, I don't know, let's just say eighth graders, you know, would they be able to get something from it too? So I would say it's definitely geared towards beginners. It's an excellent book for those who are new to the subject, but it also makes a good companion for those who are already familiar with Norse myth, you know. Primarily for beginners, I would say.
Okay. I'm always learning anyway, so I'm excited to get my hands on this. All right. Norse mythology is, you know, it's fascinating to research, and it can be daunting to understand if you're new to the topic. What is one thing you hope novice readers can take away from your book?
Well, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, when I first picked up a copy of the Poetic Edda for the first time, the thought of reading it, you know, cover to cover, or even focusing on one poem at a time, really seemed a daunting task for me. And I know that many people feel the same way. I frequently get emails from listeners of my podcast, you know, wondering where they should start with the Poetic Edda. So this was really a project that was inspired by my own experience when I first tried reading the Edda, but also the experiences of those who have reached out to me, the listeners of my podcast. But I hope something that novice readers gain from this is just clarity and understanding. You know, I've tried to break up the stanzas of each individual poem in concise paragraphs that are easy to understand. It puts everything in, you know, no-nonsense language, easy to understand, contemporary English. And really, the Poetic Edda is something that is just so fascinating. You know, I've been familiar with, before I started my podcast, I should say, I was familiar with, you know, classical literature of ancient Greece and ancient Rome, you know, Plato's Republic and et cetera, the Iliad, the Odyssey. But, you know, in my earlier years, I had never discovered medieval Germanic literature or medieval Icelandic or Scandinavian literature. But when I discovered the Poetic Edda, I just found it to be this extremely rich, you know, just captivating book of collection of poems and stories, which are so timeless and have lived on for so long. So I think that's great. And I think that a lot of people will gain a better understanding by reading the study guide. And I sure hope they do as well.
Besides the Poetic Edda, were there any other resources you used throughout your writing process? Maybe there's one specific resource that really stood out to you that kept finding yourself revert to?
Yeah, well, like you said, naturally, the Poetic Edda was the main resource I used to write the book, of course, but I also used academic dictionaries to Norse mythology. Those were really helpful in sort of clearing up a lot of obscurity. You know, there's many references within the Edda that could be taken multiple ways, and I'm sure when people who have read it will know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of characters in the Edda that, you know, their family connections, how they're related to one another, that's kind of confusing as well. So the Norse mythology dictionaries that I used were extremely helpful. The Saga of the Volsungs and various other Old Norse sagas were used extensively, particularly the Saga of the Volsungs, because the Poetic Edda can be divided into two sections, really, and that's the poems about the gods and the poems about the human heroes, who are, of course, you know, the gods were great patrons of many of these heroes, and a lot of those heroic poems, you know, dealing with Brynhild and Sigurd, the Dragon Slayer, are also stories that are featured in the Saga of the Volsungs, which I would say is definitely my favorite saga.
Yeah, I'm actually, I've been bouncing back and forth now in the Saga of the Volsungs too. And I've read it before, but now I'm trying to dig into it a little more. And these stories, you know, with Fafnir the dragon, everything, it's just, they're very captivating. Now, during this journey, was there a character or story that you appreciated more during your research that previously you didn't find as appealing?
Well, you know, I would say, if I was to choose a favorite character in the entire Poetic Edda, I mean, that changes all the time. That changes probably weekly. But during the journey of writing this book, I really came to appreciate a poem called simply the Poem of Voland, the Poem of Voland the Smith, which encompasses the journey of a clever smith named Voland. And it involves so many different mythical elements, his marriage to a Valkyrie, his imprisonment by King Nithuth, and the brutal revenge that he carries out. So it's a very interesting story. And there's some of these mythological elements, you know, little things like place names and, you know, different natural features such as, you know, bearskin rugs and the snowy location of the actual myth taking place, which may signify it taking place somewhere, dare I say, further north than Scandinavia, but in relation to the Sami people of Finland, which is a group of people that have fascinated me for many years. I've been fascinated with the country of Finland all of my life. So the fact that this poem could have something to do with that country and that group of people really intrigued me. It's called the Poem of Voland.
Oh, that's interesting. Norse mythology is filled with such great tales like Voland, and this is why so many people like us are captivated by it. Now, this may be a popular question. However, I'm always intrigued to see people's answers when it comes to your favorite Norse god or goddess. From me listening to your podcast, I know your answer, but you can humor me anyway for the people who don't know.
Yeah, my favorite Norse god is called Njord, and he belongs to the Vanir family of gods and is called upon to aid seafarers and fishermen. He is also associated with wealth and riches, but we don't know a great deal about him. However, we can assume that he would have had a significant role in the Vanir cult of ancient Germania, that is, the people who dedicated their lives to following the Vanir gods. The seafaring nature of his attributes would also suggest his popularity among the medieval Scandinavians. I mean, you know, during the Viking Age and certainly before and after, the oceans and rivers were really the highways of the, you know, pre-motorized and pre, you know, horse-drawn carriage world before horses were widespread to people. So we don't know a great deal about Njord. But the fact that he has something to do with the sea and the ocean and fishing, and subsequently with wealth and riches, obviously the sea and trade had a great deal to do with wealth and could bring riches to many people, you know, makes me think that he had he would have had a significant role in the lives of, you know, the medieval Scandinavians and Icelanders. But I'm going to continue to do more research on him, and perhaps I'll have a project dedicated just to him in the near future.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's not a common one you hear when people talk about, you know, Norse gods. So that's a really interesting take. Now, my favorite is Odin, like most people. I just love his fascination of knowledge and how he continues to search for answers to, you know, just stop his inevitable death in Ragnarok. That's very fascinating to me. All right, to conclude our interview today, can we expect any more books like this down the road? And, you know, what are your 2019 goals for the History of Vikings podcast?
Yeah, definitely. You can certainly expect more books related to Vikings, Norse myth, and really the Old Norse world in the near future. You know, perhaps more study guides to the Saga of the Volsungs or the Gesta Danorum or even the Prose Edda. It has been an absolute joy writing the Poetic Edda study guide. And really, that's just my passion, is to share Norse mythology and the history of the Viking Age with as many people as possible. Now, in terms of my goals for the History of Vikings podcast in 2019, 2019 is going to be a really exciting year for the podcast. In April, the podcast will have turned 1 year old. I released it in April of 2018, so that's going to be exciting. I have so many great interviews recorded with scholars from the University of Iceland and Cambridge University. We're going to be talking about the Arab traveler Ibn Fadlan and his interactions with the Scandinavians. We're going to be talking about various Icelandic sagas, Viking Age Iceland, and how it really was sort of the new world of the Viking Age. So I have interviews recorded with scholars from the University of Iceland and Cambridge and many other prestigious academic institutions as well. Just getting more people interested in Vikings and Norse myth through my podcast and writing more about Vikings and Norse myth, I would say, are both very big goals of mine for 2019.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm very excited for you and the future of the History of Vikings podcast. You've been doing excellent work. I look forward to each episode you put out. Let me just say that it's great to have you in our Viking community.
Thank you so much. Your support in terms of helping me with my podcast and helping me get the word out about this study guide, Kevin, means a great deal to me. And you keep up the good work yourself through the Going Viking community. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. Well, Noah, I'd like to thank you again for joining me today. This was a lot of fun, and I want to say congratulations one more time on your book launch today. I know there are many people in our community that will be excited to pick up this book, and I look forward to all your future endeavors.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to yours as well.
All right. Thank you, Noah. Thank you for listening to the Going Viking podcast today. I urge you to go check out Noah's new book, The Poetic Edda, A Study Guide. It is available to purchase on Amazon right now, and I will provide the link for you in the show notes. You can also find this interview in written format on my website, going-viking.com. with the links provided as well and the cover art for his book. If you would like to know more about Noah and his podcast, please visit him on his website, thehistoryofvikings.com. You can find him at Twitter at History of Viking, Instagram, The History of Vikings. You can find him at his YouTube channel, The History of Vikings, and you can listen to his podcast pretty much on any platform, mainly iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and his website. All right, thank you everyone today for listening.
Skål.